Any, follow-up on them not practicing yesterday, came back with good mood, good attitude, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, no, we had a good day today. Guys were flying around. Had a good day.
Second week, kind of getting some reps.
He's had a good week. He's had a good week. Has it been perfect? No, but I mean, it's tough to run a perfect play every single time out there the way we run practice. You know, it's a very competitive practice, but he's been good as far as his huddle command, his command at the line of scrimmage, and understanding the game plan. So I give that guy a lot of credit, you know, to be able to come in here for 2 weeks and understand what we're doing is pretty good.
You said one of the things you gave him a day off because you wanted to be fresh for Sunday. Did you notice that they're much more fresh after having a day off?
Yeah, they're fresh. I mean, what is it? It was Christmas. Did you want to work on Christmas? I just gave him Christmas off. It's about the 15th question about the day. We worked hard on Monday.
You mentioned that you want to keep fresh.
I am. They're fresh as hell. They'll be ready to go on Sunday. Holy smokes.
Bill, with Keenum, you mentioned that obviously he worked hard and he put in plays that he'd been comfortable with. And he wasn't perfect, but did he do a good job with the communication? Like, the offense seemed very together.
With Keenum?
Yes.
No question about it. That's kind of, one of the things that I've noticed about him is that he's a very bright guy and he's got good leadership skills. You know, so he can get in the huddle and he does a good job of communicating the play. And then when he gets to the line of scrimmage, he does a good job of communicating what he sees at the line of scrimmage, especially to the offensive line. You know, he's put a lot of time into it with George and the offensive linemen and, you know, extra meetings and things like that. So, but that's been something that, you know, again, like I said, I give him credit for being able to step in and do those things.
Coach, how was the energy in practice? I mean, not to mention the holiday, but getting that day off and getting to spend time with their families, presumably, was it better energy-wise?
It was great. Yeah, no, the energy's been good. These guys, the last, I would say, month, the practices have been good as far as guys being focused and flying around and hopefully that transfers over to the game on Sunday. You know, it's a home game. We really are looking forward to playing in front of our home crowd. We know we're going to have a great crowd. Last week against Baltimore, our crowd really helped us out a lot. So that helps the energy. But out at practice, the energy's been good. Energy is a big word of the day.
What have you seen maybe from Jacksonville that improvements or changes from last time?
They're a much better team they're a much better team now in the second half of the year than they were in the first half of the year. And then they're even improved since the last time we played them. Blake's playing better. They're good on defense. They I think they're third in the league in sacks. They're third in the league in caused fumbles. So we've got a big challenge there, and they're definitely an improved team.
You said on Sunday that the last game of the season meaning something was big for this organization. Do you sense that the players are getting that feeling as well?
Say that again.
You said on Sunday that playing the last game to mean something was big for the organization.
Yeah, no, it's a meaningful game. Yeah, no, the players understand the meaning of the game. Yeah, no question. You know, we can only control what we do. You know, we've got to go out there and do our best to win the game. That's the first thing that has to take place. So our guys are totally focused on the challenge of the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is a big challenge, and they're looking forward to playing in front of the home crowd, like I said, and they understand the importance of the game.